Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into C.S. Lewis's The Screwtape Letters. Sophie, I have to ask, how many times did you catch yourself nodding along with a demon before it got weird?
Hi there, Sam. Honestly, I lost count, but that's the whole trick of the book. It's a series of letters from a senior devil to his junior nephew, and somehow it's one of the most perceptive books about human nature ever written.
And the fact that it's letters makes it feel like you're eavesdropping on something private. You're literally reading the devil's mail.
Totally. And because everything is from the demonic angle, you have to constantly flip your thinking.
Right.
Exactly. When Screwtape warns against deep emotion, you suddenly see how much you need sincerity.
Right. And his main strategy is that the big sins aren't the real danger. It's the slow drip of petty selfishness, vanity, and spiritual apathy.
The patient is just an ordinary Englishman. He's not a villain. His fate is decided by 1,000 tiny pushes.
That's death by 1,000 cuts. It's unsettling because you recognize those little pushes in yourself.
And there's a whole section on prayer where Screwtape tells Wormwood to keep the patient focused on the past or the future.
Because the present moment is where you actually meet God. So the devil creates anxiety about the future and regret about the past.
And he makes the patient worry about whether he's praying correctly instead of actually praying. The self-consciousness becomes the block.
I felt that. Last week I tried to have a quiet morning, and I spent the whole time thinking about whether I was doing it right.
Screwtape would be proud.
It did, actually. I started just saying what I felt instead of monitoring myself. It was a relief.
That's the way out of the trap. And then there's the mother situation. He wants Wormwood to foster low-grade mutual annoyance.
Not a big argument, but a constant simmering resentment. That becomes a habit of mind.
That's the law of undulation. Emotions ebb and flow, and the devil uses the low points to plant doubt and self-pity.
And when the war arrives, Screwtape is thrilled. It lets the patient feel brave without sacrificing anything, and it gives him an excuse to ignore his faith.
How can I be expected to pray when the world is in such a state? That line still stings.
The real battle is inside, and the news is just a distraction. It's a way to avoid looking at your own soul. Now, one of the sharpest critiques is of modern intellectual trends. Screwtape loves the historical point of view.
Everything is a product of its time, so nothing has absolute truth. That conveniently erodes any moral foundation.
And then there's Christianity and, or Christianity, but you take the label, but make exceptions until the faith is hollow.
He also pushes vague buzzwords like progress and the modern mind. They prevent clear thinking.
Yes. You just dismiss a hard question as not relevant to modern life.
And that's why Screwtape is such a fan of cliches. They're mental shortcuts that stop thinking.
Exactly. He wants the patient to use vague words like real life to avoid confronting his beliefs.
It's like a shield against clarity.
The humility letter is probably the most famous. Screwtape says you can't attack humility directly, so you pervert it.
You make people think humility means believing you're worthless, but true humility is thinking of yourself less.
That line changed me. It's about self-forgetfulness, being absorbed in something greater. I had to read it twice.
And by the end, the patient is actually growing. He's praying honestly, doing small acts of charity, and he finds mature Christian friends.
That's a disaster for Wormwood. The patient starts acting on principle instead of impulse. That's real maturity.
Then the air raid kills him, and in the final moment, he reaches toward the light.
And Screwtape's last letter is pure fury. He has to watch the soul ascend to a place that isn't just a place, but a person. The whole book is a mirror. It forces you to see the petty thoughts you usually excuse.
And the genius is that by knowing the enemy's strategy, you get a map for your own defense.
We see the traps before we fall into them. It's a wake-up call. So what am I taking away? That the battle for your soul is fought in the ordinary, not in grand gestures, but in the small, unseen choices of every day.
And if you want more, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles. Read or listen in any language. It's 2.99 a month, 9.99 a year, or 19.99 for lifetime access. Because the real message is that the enemy is often the quiet voice of self-justification inside us. Wake up to it, and you're already halfway home. We'll see you in the next one.